Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Happy New Year. Toby Altizer filling in for B. Mitch and Finley today on The Fan, taking you up until Capitals hockey. They finished 2025 with a win yesterday over the Rangers. Looking to start 2026 with a win as well. They're in Ottawa, taking on the Senators at 1 o'clock. John Walton on the call. Pre-game begins at 12:45 right here on The Fan. I'm with you until then. Right now, we're talking about last night's college football playoff game. Caleb Downs, one of the stars of the game, despite Ohio State coming up short. Caleb Downs, Reuben Bain, two of the big talking points coming out of that game. Reuben Bain, electric for Miami. Maybe he's someone that you'd be interested in for the Commanders. I know a lot of people have been talking about that on social media. That's something that'll be interesting to see how the draft process plays out. If they were to have the opportunity to trade down, if that were on the table, say you get into that 11-12 range, if he's still there, then maybe it makes more sense, even though if they took him wherever they finish up, 6-7, 4-5, wherever they finish, then maybe you're just willing to take them there regardless. He was a game wrecker, so I wouldn't be opposed to it, although I'd prefer maybe to go another direction just because of some of the question marks. But the top guy for me is Caleb Downs. And I laid out before, you look at this year's draft class in terms of prospects. And I know we see some of these guys now with looking back at the 2018 draft with Derwin James, the 2022 draft with Kyle Hamilton. And we kind of think of, obviously, what they have become now in the league. But if you think back to some of these guys as prospects, again, listen to the names that went ahead of Derwin James when he went 17th. Baker Mayfield went 1, Saquon Barkley, Sam Darnold, Denzel Ward. Think about them as prospects. Think about Bradley Chubb coming out of NC State as a prospect. Quentin Nelson, Josh Allen, Mike McGlinchey. Minkah Fitzpatrick was the first safety taken in that draft at 11th. But even ahead of there, right? And Minkah Fitzpatrick's had a heck of a career. But looking at those couple of guys, I don't think there's that caliber of player. Baker Mayfield would be clearly the best quarterback in this year's draft. Sam Darnold would be the best quarterback in this year's draft. Obviously, Josh Allen. There's no lineman of the caliber of Quentin Nelson. There's no edge rusher with the typical or the draft profile of a guy like Bradley Chubb, even though he hasn't turned out to be, you know, the best edge rusher. He's had a solid career. Denzel Ward, there's no corner of his caliber in this year's draft. So you're looking at guys that just, you know, they don't have the same caliber, and Minkah Fitzpatrick went 11th in that draft. Is it a little bit different if you have this caliber of NFL draft and Minkah Fitzpatrick's available there? Derwin James, like I said, goes six picks later. You look at 2022, Trayvon Walker, Aiden Hutchinson. I still don't understand why Jacksonville went with Walker over Hutchinson, but Walker had an interesting profile coming out. He was still someone that was thought to be a top 10 pick. Obviously, Aiden Hutchinson had an incredible career at Michigan and was worthy of being that. There's not edge rushers that caliber. Maybe you could say in the Trayvon Walker sort of thing with Arvell Reese and being a little bit of a tweener and having to be used in a little bit of a different role, maybe. But there's no corner of Derek Stingley or Sauce Gardner's caliber. There really isn't the edge rusher that was the same sort of thought process coming out as Kayvon Thibodeau, in my opinion, even though it was kind of a little bit mixed back and forth. Ekwonu, Evan Neal, Drake London, Charles Cross, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Jameson Williams. There's not receivers of that caliber in this year's draft. There's no tackle of Charles Cross's caliber or Ike Ekwonu's caliber. So that's the point here, is in those sorts of drafts, and you had to take Caleb Downs, I'll probably take five or six guys ahead of Caleb Downs. And then you have to value a little bit more of the positional value. This year's draft, if you ask me to take prospects and say, who are you taking ahead of Caleb Downs? Maybe Arvell Reese? If you're sold on Reuben Bain, then I can understand that to an extent, but maybe Reuben Bain? Are you taking David Bailey? When we'll see how the process plays out, but generally, if an edge rusher is as good as we think he is, then you would have heard his name a little bit more. Not to say that David Bailey hasn't had a good year, but do you really want to take David Bailey? I mean, you look at what he's done this season, 13 and a half sacks. There's no, obviously, sneezing at that. He's been spectacular this season. So you can't blame them if they go that direction. But again, I'm not sold on anybody in this year's draft. Compared to what you look at these prospects that were in 18 and 22, I was pretty confident in some of these guys being really, really good football players. And so, yeah, maybe I then pass on the safety because I'll take one of those other guys, especially where Washington is picking. This year, I'm not. Just give me Caleb Downs. I am sold that he's the best player in this draft, and I don't really care where they end up picking. If he's available, I'll run the card in because this defense needs playmakers. They need playmakers at every level. Give me the highest chance possibility to hit on getting a playmaker. Even if it's on the third level at safety, give me the highest chance probability of hitting on that. Because let's just say for chances of these guys hitting and being what you think they can be, an impact player, what's Caleb Downs' hit rate? I don't want to over-exaggerate it. There's no such thing as 100%. But like, I don't know. What is his? You feel good about 75%? I don't know. Maybe a little higher, lower than there. But what do you think Arvell Reese's is? Probably closer to 50, right? Because he's a tweener as an edge rush type guy. David Bailey's probably somewhere in that range, if not a little bit lower. Reuben Bain's probably a little bit lower than that. They might be. And if you told me that they're going to be more impactful than Caleb Downs if they hit their ceiling, I would probably agree with you. But I'm pretty confident that when you get Caleb Downs in here, you immediately have the best defender on your defense and probably day one. And I think he steps in and makes a massive impact right away. Smart football player, really good, has a brother that's in the NFL. You know, Josh Downs from the Colts, so he has an NFL pedigree, understands how his brother can help him through the process and everything. I just don't think you need to overthink this one, even though the positional value comes into it. I just don't know that this might be the exception to the rule in this year's draft because of the lack of top-end talent that I feel really confident in. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Let's get out to Elijah in D.C. Elijah, Happy New Year, man. What's going on?
Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, what's going on, Toad? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I think they should definitely get him for two reasons. One, you have to set your defense. And like you say, you need playmakers. And I think having him near, he's the best player available. I think you go get him, and you can get maybe like a guy like Anthony Hill Jr. in the second round to pair. I think in their first year with the defense, like you said, they had hitters at every level. Even if it was Jeremy Chinn and Frankie Louvu, because they was coming from Carolina, I think they worked well together, and I think that's a little nugget that people kind of just forget about. But I think if you bring in a guy like Caleb Downs, certain like crossers and things that people have been doing on Washington, teams going to have to game plan and say, we just can't you know, be trying stuff. The days of just trying stuff on his defense would end immediately just from having him on the field. And you got to think of safety like a cushion. You saw on that play when Quan Martin, he still had his foot. He never took a step to reset the back of that defense as a cushion. Even when I played, we had when you reading that inside man, you got to take a step back. Now people got to recognize at that time it was the run game, so he had his feet in the ground to go forward because we was getting beat up on the run. But at the same time, he never reset the last man of the defense by taking that step, not a panic step, but a step to reset that line. And Caleb Downs, he's going to do that every single time. He can help out on a run. He can get this to the sideline. He can cover on the back end. So think of him like a Deebo Samuels, but on defense.
So versatile.
A guy who can, you know, so versatile, but from that safety spot, he don't even have to move around. His range and ability can really help you. So I think they do that, and then you got to get a linebacker to go sideline to sideline to pair with him. Then that you can run that three linebacker set, and then I think that would change the game. And it's a trickle-down effect. You get a blue-chip player, and then the underneath guys, the Sandersill, all these other guys, when they have that help and that cushion and understanding, that will completely change the thing.
Sure.
So, you know, on the whiteboard, you will put his name in, Caleb Downs.
Yeah.
And that's what I want. I only want guys that's going to be going on the whiteboard for teams that have the game plan. Because then other players, you'll be like, oh, wow, this guy on our team is good, too. Oh, that's what we need to see. It's almost like a key.
Appreciate the phone call, man. Great call.
Love y'all, man. Peace.
Yeah, I think one thing that sold me on Caleb Downs as well, last night watching the game, he is versatile. He's a safety that I think is an immediate upgrade in the Quan Martin role, which really isn't saying much with the way that Quan's played this year. But him being able to play as the deep safety, especially where they love to play single high, and basically allowing him to be that last line of defense as a pass defender, I think he would be great in that role. But what sold me on him even more watching last night's game is, like I mentioned, they have a power back in Miami with Mark Fletcher. And to see Caleb Downs operating around the line of scrimmage, because he's not a massive guy. That would be my one drawback. If you're looking at Caleb Downs and saying, okay, well, what are the cons? There's not a ton of them, because I think he's a smart football player. I think he plays the game really, really well. I think he can do a little bit of everything, and I think he can excel in just about any role you throw at him. The one downside would be that he's not the biggest guy, 6'2", 205. Adequate size for a safety, but that's more so usually a back-end guy versus you look at what Kyle Hamilton is and how big he is. He's able to play down near the line of scrimmage because he's 6'4", 218, a little bit bigger of a guy. Derwin, a similar type of thing where he can play a little more down toward the line of scrimmage, 6'2", 215, just a little bit beefier. Only 10-pound difference. But watching Caleb Downs down near the line of scrimmage last night and coming in and fitting in the run game, laying the wood on Mark Fletcher, like, I think you can use him however you want to use him. You want to use him in the nickel a little bit and have him as an extra run defender, but he can help you in the pass game down there? I think he can do that. You want to use him as the deep middle guy where Quan Martin's used? You can do that. You want to try and use him as a bit of a dime linebacker type in the box? He can probably do some of that. Now, he might be a little undersized for that specific role, but I think he can do a little bit of everything. And that's why I'm kind of sold that he almost answers more than just one question. He's not two players in one. He can't obviously fill two spots at the same time. But if you end up finding another guy later in the draft that fits another role, oh, okay, well, now we can move him around. He's someone that can fill multiple roles and has that ability, even though he's only the one guy. And I'm sold on Caleb Downs. Chris is in Brandywine. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I totally agree with you. Caleb Downs has to be a pick. The last time we picked a top 10 safety, it worked out pretty well for us with Sean Taylor. Caleb Downs, you think back to Dan Quinn's Legion of Boom, it started with Earl Thomas. And you have that mind back there that can, diagnose and read the plays and act on it and make the plays. It allows you to go and either fill that need of a missile launcher, strong safety, later on in the draft, or even, you might even be able to move you know, the current free safety or a strong safety, and maybe that's a better fit for him. So I'm totally in on Downs. I've been talking about as the best pick for us. You know, I think the DNs in this draft are okay. They're not like total game wreckers, like once in a generation type talents, while Caleb Downs is that type of player. So take the player. Don't overthink it.
100%. Appreciate it, Chris. Yeah, that's my thinking too, is I'm not ignoring the positional value. I fully understand it. And if you are, I can't take a safety that high regardless. I do understand that. But would I rather take a guy that I feel fairly certain is going to be an impact safety that can immediately step in and be really good, and then within a year or two, we're talking about in the same vein as some of these top safeties in the league that are difference makers? Think of, you know, the way that Buda Baker's been talked about in Arizona for years. Think about how Antoine Winfield's talked about with Tampa, Derwin James, Kyle Hamilton. Take your pick of one of these top safeties. I think having Caleb Downs, I think he'll immediately, or maybe not right away in the league, but in a couple of years' time, as he develops, he'll be someone that you're talking about in that vein. Or do you want to take a guy at edge rusher that, yeah, maybe he turns into someone that we're talking about as a really good player, or he could just be a guy that he's a starter. Okay, he's 8 sacks. I don't know what David Bailey's ceiling is. I don't know what Arvell Reese's ceiling is. I don't know what Reuben Bain's ceiling is. I don't think it's as high as Caleb Downs. And so, yeah, they're more valuable in position, but just because of the positional value, I don't think you can discount how much better of a football player Caleb Downs is than really just about anybody in this draft, with maybe the exception of Jeremiah Love. Mike is in Landover. Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, how you doing, sir? Yeah, like I was telling the gentleman, I don't think he'll be available, first of all. The talent is so, you know, so depleted coming out the draft this year. I think the Redskins are either traded or get another lineman or offensive lineman or something else. Because you saw the troubles they had, you know, in a lot of the expiring contracts, you got a lot of players coming up, a lot of injuries. And that's really the best option, because you have so many holes in your secondary and everything else. The kid's going to get exposed too much, and he's going to have too many problems. And I think that'll hamper his development. I'm saying he's not a good player, but I don't think too much pressure him being that high of a draft pick in the situation he's coming in. I don't know. I think he should. You know what I'm saying? It depends on who your coordinator is going to be. Because Quinn is, overall, he's not going to be, you know, he's not going to be calling defense as much either this year as he did, because he would like to delegate the needs to his coordinator.
Well, I think, Mike, I appreciate the phone call. I think even, say you draft him and you're not able to use him in the versatile roles that they have at Ohio State, say you're not going to be, he's immediately an upgrade over Quan Martin in his role. Just putting him there. And I think he's an impact player in that role. That's not even talking about being able to move him around and play him, like I said, in the nickel and blitz him and use him as a run defender and those sorts of things. Even if you just say, and I think it'd be a little bit of a waste, but even if you took him and just said he's going to play the deep middle in their scheme, great. I think he's a massive upgrade. Now, they need a pass rush. So again, I'm not saying, oh man, you'd be an idiot to take David Bailey or Reuben Bain. No. Now, to his point, these same discussions might be going on in New York with the Giants having the number 2 overall pick. I don't know that they would take him that high, but who knows? If he's the best player like I'm laying out, and the Raiders take Mendoza number 1, or they take Dante Moore number 1, the Giants probably aren't taking a quarterback. So, okay, maybe they take Caleb Downs. The Jets are the next team at 3. I would think that they're going quarterback. But who knows? The Titans, they're not taking quarterback at 4. So do they view it the same way? They say, screw it. We'll just take the best player available, which is safety. Cardinals, they might be taking a quarterback. They might not. Do they take safety and just say, screw it, we'll take Caleb Downs? So there are teams ahead of them that could just have these exact same conversations that I just laid out and say, we don't love the other guys. We'll just take the best player on our board, which is Caleb Downs. It's very possible. But as unlikely as it is that Washington maybe would take him at 6, it's probably less likely that he'd be taken at 5, 4, 3. But anything could happen in this year's draft class where the top of the draft doesn't have that premier edge rusher that you're traditionally thinking of. It doesn't have that premier offensive tackle. It doesn't, I mean, Fernando Mendoza won the Heisman, but it doesn't really have that premier quarterback. So it's a different draft class. Not to say that it's bad. The top of the draft is not the same caliber that you're used to seeing, but I think you can still get a lot of value in the later round or later picks of the first round and getting into the second and third round. But I think trade down is also another possibility. To me, though, if Caleb Downs is there, I'd run the draft card in. I think that's plain and simple, and we'll have plenty more time to discuss this as leading up to the draft. And unfortunately, this is what we're talking about on January 1st this year versus what we were talking about on January 1st last year where it was a playoff run. So hopefully we're back to that in 2027, talking about a Week 18 that means something versus a Week 18 where neither team's playing starters. One, because all their starters are injured. One, because they're already locked into a playoff spot and it really doesn't matter. Next, I want to get into New Year's resolutions. Strobes and I can give you ours. I don't really care about what our New Year's resolutions are. DC Sports New Year's resolutions. How about that? For each of the teams, I got one for each of the four major professional sports teams here in DC. You want to hop in and give your New Year's resolution for the Commanders, the Caps, the Nats, the Wiz. 800-636-1067. Strobes and I will give you ours next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley with Toby Altizer filling in on New Year's Day.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for the guys today on New Year's Day. Happy New Year's to all the listeners out there. Appreciate you supporting us for another year. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Want to transition to talk about New Year's resolutions, but no one really cares what my New Year's resolution is. No one really cares what Strobes' New Year's resolution is. I want to ask you, DC sports-wise, what do you have as a New Year's resolution for one of the four major teams or whoever your team may be? Maybe you want to get into the Terps. Maybe you want to talk about the Hokies. Maybe you want to talk about DC United. Whoever it may be, Georgetown, the Hoyas. What New Year's resolutions do you have for your teams in DC this new year? Now, I came up with some for the four major teams here. I came up with one for each of the four major professional teams. But I don't want to do something dumb. I want something that's kind of tangible, something that can actually be improved, that is in their control, like win games for the Commanders. Yeah, of course, right? But I want something that's actually controllable, something that they can do tangibly that you can see. So we'll start with the Commanders. One of my New Year's resolutions, or the one that I came up for the Commanders, stop wasting timeouts. Stop wasting timeouts. Now, this has a couple, because there was another one that I considered throwing in here, but I think it works alongside this. Dan Quinn loves nothing else than calling a timeout in a key third or fourth down situation, which is understandable, but you can't do it every game. His guys might even be lined up. The worst ones that frustrate me, I forget what game it was. It was a couple of weeks ago. It was like fourth and one. He called a timeout to make sure that they were set, and then the team took the delay of game penalty trying to draw him off sides and punt it anyways. What are we doing? Please stop wasting timeouts. On offense, anytime there's a big play, you know they're not going to be organized to be able to run the next play, so they're going to have to waste a timeout. It's not how it's supposed to work, but that's how it works here in Washington. They also have to use timeouts all the time because their substitutions on offense take so freaking long, which makes no sense because they're a no-huddle team. How the heck do they take so long? And then the other team does the, oh, well, we're substituting, and their guy runs onto the field at slowest speed possible, and they run on the biggest dudes they possibly have so they can take as long as possible. Then you have to waste a timeout so you don't get a delay of game. Better timeout usage, please, for the Washington Commanders. That's my New Year's resolution for them. For the Washington Nationals, I'm begging. I am praying. I am pleading with whoever is in charge. Paul Toboney, Blake Butera. Now they brought in Corey Ray. He's going to help with this. No more outs on the base paths. Stop it. No more foolish outs. This team is struggling as it is. You've got 27 outs. This team struggles as it is to create runs with those 27 outs. Let's not give away one or two a game on the base paths because you don't know the fundamentals of base running. Enough with that. Stop. I can't have runners being thrown out 3 and 4 steps away from home because a terrible send by the third base coach. I can't have runners being picked off at first base because they're not paying attention over there. I can't have foolish runners trying to take an extra base getting thrown out by 3 and 4 steps. There's a difference between aggression and stupidity. And they cross the line towards stupidity more often than it is aggressive.
And I can't have Grant Paulson posting that meme every single game.
I mean, it's seemingly every game, right? It's so annoying. And it's little things that you can control, right? It's one thing if it's like, I need them to hit more home runs. Yeah, of course. I need them to strike out more batters. Yeah, of course, whatever. But base running is all controllable. We're not talking about, oh, that one time that there was a terrible send around third. No. We're talking about that one time in the last three games, and it's the 15th time this month, right? Like, it's all the time. I can't, whatever was going on with Ricky Gutierrez this past year at third base, I did not understand. He seemingly sent when he should have held and held when he should have sent at an above 50% clip on the questionable ones, which is wild. They have to figure out their base running. They have to figure it out. That's my New Year's resolution for the Nats. No more giving away outs on the base paths. For the Wizards, can we give a better consistent defensive effort? Please. I'm not asking you to be the best defensive team in the league. I understand there's some limitations. I understand where we are in terms of what they're trying to accomplish with the franchise. So I'm not asking you to go out there and win every game. But if there's one thing that, regardless of who's coaching this team going into the future when hopefully they're winning ball games, regardless of who is on this team going forward when you're trying to compete for a playoff spot, the one thing that you can keep and build on going forward is defensive effort. It's one thing if you get beat because the scheme is bad and you need to work on are we going to switch on ball screens? Are we not? Or, it's one thing if we talk about defensive strategy. I'm not talking about defensive strategy. Too often, you turn on a Wizards game and it looks like you and your buddies playing in the rec league where you just blow by the defender on the perimeter every time you come down the floor. Please give a better defensive effort. I love watching Alex Saar work from the help side to chase down block. I don't need to see it every time down the floor. I don't need to see every single time down the floor they're giving up 2 points. Now, to the Wizards' credit, a lot of times, especially the last couple of years, even when they've been bad, at least sometimes they can put up some points alongside it because they're going to get up and down the floor. And you can't always just look at the pure numbers of how many they're giving up because they want to play a fast pace of basketball. But how about consistently give a winning effort on defense? I'd still prefer that they lose the basketball games, but at least give me something I can feel good about going forward. I get that the modern NBA doesn't play the style of defense that many of us want to see, or the numbers are just... whatever reason, whether it's the players are too skilled, whether it's they truly aren't, whatever it may be. Better defensive effort for the Wizards. And then lastly, for the Capitals. I don't know if you've heard this before. Strobes, tell me if I'm wrong here. So when another team commits a penalty, right? So we're talking a trip, we're talking a hook, we're talking a slash. They take a player off, right?
Yes, I think that's what they do. I think you have something called a power play.
Yeah, and so theoretically, what's that supposed to do, right? You have five skaters, they now have four.
It sounds like an advantage, right?
It sounds like something where you should score. How about the Capitals score on some power plays? Have they considered that? I looked at the percentages last night. I need to pull them up again. But the Caps are one of the worst. One of the worst in the league on the power play. Can we, you know, just... Maybe consider scoring on the power play. You know, I think that would be, is that too much to ask? The Washington Capitals currently find themselves 29th in the league. 29th at 15.7% on the power play. At one point, and look, I'll admit, I'm not a hockey expert, but couple of times I've been over to Cap 1 this year, you watch the Caps on the power play, and it feels like the other team is in a better position. How does that make sense? I don't get it. So can we please figure out the power play? Can we please figure out how to score on the power play? And believe me, I believe in their coaching staff. I think if you ask me who my favorite DC coach is, it's probably Coach Carbs. If you ask me who I had the most confidence in as a coach in D.C., it's probably Coach Carbs. But let's get things going here, Carbs. Let's see if we can figure things out. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. I gave you mine. What are your D.C. sports New Year's resolutions? Again, for the Commanders, stop wasting timeouts. For the Nats, stop giving away outs on the base paths. For the Wizards, better defensive effort. For the Caps, maybe put one in the back of the net on a power play. We'll get Strobes on the other side as well as yours. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. DC Sports New Year's Resolutions. Toby Altizer filling in for B. Mitch and Finley on New Year's Day.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple.
Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ties are in for the guys on New Year's Day. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Happy New Year's. I know plenty of people are getting their New Year's resolutions intact and getting them rolling going into the new year. How many people have bought a gym membership that'll quit in about a month or two? Did you find it at all ironic? And it's probably, I just thought of this. Is that why Planet Fitness is the one that sponsors like all the people that are around the rocking New Year's Eve, all the people wearing the Planet Fitness hats? Is that why it is?
Probably, because it's the cheapest option. So I think a lot of people go for that knowing that there's a high possibility that they quit.
Yeah,
and honestly, I've belonged to the same gym for 5 years now, back when I was still in high school. I'm just not going to go back until Monday, I don't think, at this point, because I don't need to do the whole resolution bit. I'll get back to it. It's probably going to be hell over there next week when I go back on Monday, but it'll clear up in due time. It always does.
As far as I'm concerned, going to the gym, period, is pretty miserable. So,
you mean you don't like working out with Danny and Clary?
I do. I enjoy working out with them on Wednesdays. Can't wait for our next workout Wednesday. 800-636-1067. DC Sports New Year's resolutions. What do you got? What do you want to see the teams that you care most about? What do you want to see them improve on? Little things, right? The Commanders, please stop wasting timeouts. I want to see the Nats stop running into outs on the base paths so Grant can stop tweeting out his Bernie Sanders meme. I want to see the Wizards give a better defensive effort on a night-in, night-out basis. And I want to see the Caps be able to score on the power play. What say you? Pat is in Mechanicsville. Pat, what's going on?
What's going on, man? Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year, man.
Hey, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go down my list and then I'm going to listen to you comment. Is that cool?
Yeah, let's do it.
The first of all, my Commander, stop spending money on old players and get young players in here that we can develop. The Nationals, get the cobwebs off their wallets and spend some money. And the Caps, you stole my thunder. to get more goals off the power play. And the Wizards, to keep development, they're young players. I think they're doing a good job of that. And the last one is my Terps basketball. I'm rooting for them this year. I think they'll go around 500. But he's got a stud class coming in next year. They're ranked number 3 right now, and they're in the process of getting another 5-star, which would maybe make them the number 1 class in the nation. Have a good one, man. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Pat. Happy New Year's. Yeah, I like those. Now, I don't know much about the Terps recruiting class. I'll have to go to my resident Terp, Ben Strober.
Baba.
You excited about the Terps basketball with Buzz Williams?
Hell yeah. This year doesn't even count. The coach left in April, so they were left for scraps, and they still flipped a pretty good player in Darius Adams. Now you have Baba coming in. He's staying home. Next year, it's going to turn up with Buzz Williams. He's a proven winner, and next year it's going to show.
May I ask you about Maryland football?
No.
We'll save that for another time. How about week 3 next year when the Hokies come into College Park and dominate on the Terps?
We will be there for that.
DC Sports New Year's resolutions. Pat had a couple that I really like. Stop signing old players for the Commanders is a fantastic one. It's funny because I still don't fully know if Adam Peters was lying, if things changed because of the fact that they were so successful in year one. But he said he wanted to be a draft and develop organization, right? Have you seen that play out? Now, it's tough when you're limited on draft picks and there's so many people that you want to overturn on a team. Like, you don't have 30 draft picks to overturn the roster like they did last year. But have they been a draft and develop team through 2 seasons? I wouldn't say they have been. So I don't disagree. I want to be able to build this thing so that in year 5, year 6, year 7, when you're having to make difficult decisions on guys, which, by the way, that's what you want. You want to have to make difficult decisions because that means you've got good football players. But I want to be able to have to, okay, we can move on from this guy because we've got another guy in the wings and actually be right about that evaluation. I do like that. Stop signing old players because, 2, I think that also doesn't help their ability to get on rhythm when half their team seemingly doesn't practice on Wednesday, right? Like one of the listeners, I think, tweeted Grant and said, anybody, anywhere, anytime, except on Wednesdays. That's so true.
Or preseason games or anything.
Yeah, sometimes Thursdays. I say the new slogan is nobody, nowhere, never.
Wow.
Let's change it. Anybody, anywhere, anytime. Yeah, right.
So you just went alliteration of the opposite.
Yeah, nobody, nowhere, never.
Well, it's funny because in the preseason game when we got smoked by the Ravens and nobody played, I was on the post game with Doc and somebody called in and said, why is it anybody, anytime, anywhere, but it's not the preseason, it's not practice 3 days a week? And Doc was like, You might have a good point with that. That might be something we have to follow as the year goes on, and it really became one.
Yeah, not great. Not great. Speaking of old things, I do want to get into that next hour. I was going through my notes trying to figure out some topics that we could hit on, and I found some talking points that I had from the preseason, and I want to revisit those and my predictions and how terrible they were. But I want to revisit those talking points because some of the questions I had about the team were answered in not-so-thrilling ways. But wrapping up our discussion on New Year's resolutions, Pat brought up national spend money. I don't think I need to elaborate more on that. We all agree. And keep developing the young guys for the Wiz. Completely agree on that. Eric is in Naples. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
My resolution is twofold. I didn't hate the safety pick. Obviously, the defense needs help, but Jaden is going into year 3, and I'd really love to see them pair him with some other young, talented, either receiver, tight end, running back. And, you know, when I look at the draft, I see this kid, Jordan Tyson, and mm-hmm. I would love to get a young guy with Jaden. That's where I stand. And just wondering your thoughts on that.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, there is something to be said for that. I mean, being able to pair Jaden with someone that he can essentially grow old with as a pass catcher, whether it's a legit tight end or whether it's a wide receiver, would be great. I mean, you saw the rapport that he had built with the guys that he had at LSU, and not just as players, but as friends. And I think he is someone that thrives on those friendships that he has. I think that'd be good to have someone. I just don't know if that's the route that I would go this year, considering the needs on defense. But I don't think it's a terrible idea to try to find a receiver, but I don't know that I would do it in the first round. And maybe you can find a guy in the third or the fourth round, but that's also getting into a territory where obviously there's going to be red flags or not nearly as talented or whatever it may be when you're drafting guys down there. But they've had success, obviously, finding a Terry McLaurin in the third round. And I do think that it would make sense to try to find someone, because how many more years is Terry going to be here? There's a real chance that next year is his last year. Or even so, you're going to maybe have him for a year or two more. You like to be able to build that rapport so that it keeps growing over their time together. And it's one of those, I mean, I spent time in Wisconsin covering the Green Bay Packers, and being able to watch Aaron Rodgers work with Davante Adams, where they could just look at each other and they were on the same page because they knew what they were looking at. Being able to have that sort of rapport where even when whatever is called on the play sheet is going to be stopped by the defense and you can see it, you can just look out at a guy and say, yeah, do this, or, you know, just understanding each other and being able to work together to have that rapport that you build over time, and not just over a year, not just over 2 years, but being together for rep after rep after rep and being able to have that Rolodex of working together. I do think that would be really, really good. I just don't know that I would do that this year, especially over a Caleb Downs. But I do think you get into an interesting discussion. If Downs is gone, do you want to go with Jeremiah Love? You don't want to go with the running back because of the positional value? Maybe you do go with the wide receiver, and maybe it's a Carnell Tate. Maybe it's a Jordan Tyson. I was really in on Tate. I didn't like what I saw from him last night. I need to watch more Jordan Tyson, but he's obviously really intriguing, one of the top guys in this draft. I think he's dealt with injury concerns, though, which might be a bit of a red flag. But no, I don't hate the idea, but I don't think that's the route that I would go this season. All right, coming up next, I went back through and looked at some notes that I had when I'd been hosting on The Fan here, talking about the preseason, going into the year, making predictions, questions I had about the team. I want to revisit those because I think some of these are questions that I had going into the year that we saw play out and didn't go the Commanders' way, and I think it's a big reason why you end up in the position where you're at with just four wins going into the final game of the season. Final hour of B-Mitch and Finley as we take you up until Capitals hockey comes up next here on The Fan.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.